I tell you, there are still some good signs that people are out there doing good things. And when you're a kid, that's pretty unbelievable.
It is. It really is. This young lady, she just completed her freshman year at Cass Tech.
Okay.
And she is well known for earning top grades. But she says her greatest accomplishment is, you know, the way she challenges assumptions, mm-hmm. you know, every day. She was born blind.
Born blind.
And she just completed her freshman year with a perfect 4.0 GPA, finishing first in a class of 712 students. And she's also a pianist, singer, volunteer, avid reader, baker, active member of Cass Tech's crochet club and vocal choir. And this fall, she plans to attend honors and advanced placement courses in an already demanding schedule while exploring track and poetry.
Wow. That's spectacular.
I mean.
And what have you done today?
Exactly. I just feel like I've just done nothing today.
She's running circles around us.
She is. I mean.
Thank God. Thank God for it.
And she is such an example of what you can do. This girl has a disability. She is blind, and she's doing all of this. And we have, you know, young kids who have all of their faculties, mm-hmm. and, you know, don't want to do what they need to do, and, you know, and don't do well because they're not applying themselves. You know, there are smart kids out there. Sometimes they're just not applying themselves, and they don't do well. Here's this one. I mean, just. She's not on TikTok every day.
No. Ain't nobody got time for TikTok.
No. I mean, she's playing, you know, Bach.
Yeah.
She's, you know, on the piano.
No time for that. Absolutely spectacular. Good for her.
Yes.
Really, really cool story. Meanwhile, there is a coalition of 12 states and their attorneys general, led by California, that has filed a lawsuit seeking to block Paramount Skydance's proposed acquisition of Warner Brothers. The states argue the roughly $110 billion deal would violate antitrust laws by combining two major Hollywood studios and essentially forming a monopoly of major streaming platforms and television networks, a huge portfolio all under one umbrella. What would be the potential problem with this? Let's talk about it with Daniel Crane, the Richard W. Porg Professor of Law at the University of Michigan Law. And Professor, it's great to have you. What did you make of this particular lawsuit? Were you surprised by it?
Well, good morning. No, I wasn't surprised by it. There was already a consumer case filed back in May seeking to block this deal. And I think you can think about it at two levels. One, there's a political level, and secondly, there's a legal level. At the political level, the Trump Justice Department cleared this deal, but there was speculation about the influence of Larry Ellison, who's obviously close to Trump, and his son David Ellison, who runs Paramount, as to whether that played a role. And then the 12 attorneys general you mentioned are all from blue states, and so there's equally a question about whether politics is playing a role in either direction in terms of the decisions made by these different agencies. On the legal front, I think it's a pretty close call as to whether this merger does violate the antitrust laws. It's a style as a 5-4, the big five studios going down to four through this combination. If you talk to Paramount, they would say, no, it's a market with a lot more players than that. You look at big players that have come in recently, like Netflix, Amazon, and Apple, which are creating content on par with the content typically created by the big studios. So I think it's going to be a very interesting case in terms of who actually gets the better of the facts and the law.
If this case goes to trial, Daniel, what kinds of evidence will the court be looking at? I mean, is it market share or consumer prices, internal company documents, all of the above? I don't know.
All of the above, yeah. Okay. So what I expect will happen is there'll be a preliminary injunction hearing sometime in the next few months. That may end up deciding the case, although given that we have I think $7 billion termination fee that Paramount have to pay to Warner, this is likely a case that will go all the way, including to appeal. But exactly that kind of evidence. So there, antitrust law tends to be very technical at some level. We define relevant markets. We look at concentration numbers. We look at something called the Herfindahl-Hirschman Index, which gives you a snapshot of the concentration of the market before and after the mergers. But I think a lot will turn on sort of more qualitative facts, things like really where is the competition today? If you think about it from a historical perspective, you had the movie studios, back in the day, seven or eight of them, now down to five. This deal would take them down to four. That created most of the sort of premium movie content. Is that really true today still? You have, as I said before, a lot more smaller studios and titans like Amazon and Apple and Netflix that are at some level competing. So I think a lot just will depend on how the judge thinks about this market, not just historically, but as it is today.
Mm. Fascinating.
I know the attorneys general also argue that this merger could give, one company enormous influence over news and entertainment. Does antitrust law take into account cultural influence, or is it primarily just focused on prices and competition?
That's a wonderful question, because this has very much been in debate in the last few years. There's been a whole question about the relationship between economic concentration and democracy. So to what extent should a court or the antitrust agencies think about, as you said, cultural influence or even influence on news and democracy as being something that plays out in an antitrust case? I think the technical answer is that doesn't really add a whole lot if you don't think that there is a concentration problem. And I'll just say, I think the concentration numbers here are very borderline. If you look at this tool I mentioned before, the Herfindahl-Hirschman Index, these numbers, in most cases, this kind of a merger would get through. So I think it would take some extra some extra theory about how this is going to be really bad in order for the states to prevail.
Daniel Crane, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Yeah, interesting.
It's always something with these mergers and with the rise in streaming and, because Warner Brothers and Paramount, they're just basically saying we're competing against much larger players, like he said, Netflix and Amazon and Apple.
And the other part of this, too, is the media landscape is changing.
Yes.
Right? People are not consuming their content the way they did even 10 years ago.
No.
It's completely different now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you look at what Amazon's doing or these other, streaming platforms, they're producing content at a much lower price.
Yes.
And getting a much bigger ROI.
Yes.
Coming up on the other side, what are restaurants doing to protect customers from cyclosporiasis? It's next.